Hi, I'm Chris Harrison. And no, I'm not The Bachelor. The journey begins again.
What a wild thing to think after 18 years that this is what it's come to.
You, Chris Harrison, come at me.
Yes.
Ready?
Yes.
Hello. Hi.
How's it going?
I am exhausted after two nights of this crap. How about you?
It's been something else.
It's just been really frustrating, and we're going to talk about it for sure.
Yeah.
So no Bachelor Nation news that I know. Okay, well, Cosmo, of course, pulling the cover and whatever else happening. So we start pretty much with the drama last week surrounding Alea. So she's made it into, like, I don't know, three episodes at this point.
Yeah.
Post-mortem. And no, just not exactly post-mortem, but post-exit. And
exile,
yes. And she made her bed, and she has two Alea in it, as per Natasha, which was great.
That was pretty good. I thought that was clever.
So Sydney just refers to herself, and she's like, I don't know if Peter is ready for a Sydney. I think he needs an Alea, which I guess that's a pretty good insult.
Yeah, I didn't know why some, I mean, I don't know. Referring to yourself in third person is bizarre.
Mm-hmm. It is. There's a lot of it on this season, though. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, it kind of shows you a little bit of, like, people's ego.
Mm-hmm. And Alea, speaking of ego, she's the Luke P of this season. We have dubbed her officially because she won't just leave. She's like glitter.
Oh, yeah. She comes right back. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Peter finally tells Alea it's time to say goodbye again.
Yes. So she was off the show, and then everybody got upset. So
yep,
she needs to go again.
She does. It was just funny that she barely made it, but, like, I don't know. It's just a waste of everyone's time, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
The girls are so mad. Also,
I mean, as they should be. It's not like, it's just weird to be like, and they're off the show. Like, all right, cool. Like, everybody did not like that person. Mm-hmm. Cool. That's awesome. And, like, and they're back.
And they're back again.
And then the main host, whatever, I guess, the Bachelor, is like, I'm going to give them a rose. And everybody's like, what the fuck are you doing? Mm-hmm. And then he goes, oh, whoops.
It's like a trashy boomerang effect.
Yeah.
We get one of the first Can I Walk You Outs of this season. How do you like Can I Walk You Out as a phrase? It's been recycled since the show started, I feel like.
I think they can modernize it a little bit more.
Okay. Like what?
Like, get out of here.
Go on, get.
Get. Go on, get.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. You have, like, someone who comes in with a horse and, like, a lasso, and they chase you out. Oh, that'd be funny.
That, like, a stereotypical, like, cowboy with two pistols, just like, ching, ching. He's, of course, he's all bow-legged from riding a horse and stuff. He's just like, get on out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I really like that idea. I'm kind of sad it's not real now.
Yeah.
So Peter and Alea, they do walk back into the room hand in hand just to upset everyone. Even though the producers could have had them go through any door, they were in a mansion. So Alea pretends that she agrees with being sent home. Like, he's like, you got to go. And she's like, I know, this just wasn't working. You're right. And I'm like, girl, quit lying.
Yeah, it hasn't been working for a while.
Yes. Yeah, so Peter is in the negative with the public opinion, but he just got closer to zero. But I'm not going to tell you how far in the negative he is just yet. It's pretty far. And he tells the ladies that he sent Alea home. The women are rightfully still pissed at him. And he gives them this speech. He's like, I value you all so much. I hear you. I trust you. And hopefully you still want to be here and you still trust me and feel good about where we're at. It's just like, I'm kind of bummed no one else just left voluntarily. or no one left voluntarily.
Yeah, and what's funny is, like, that's exactly how he said it, too.
Mm-hmm. He was surprised.
Very bland and kind of like, I'm sorry, like,
like embarrassed.
Yeah, well, I mean, he obviously didn't think this through.
Mm-mm.
And
no,
he insulted everybody else with that action.
Yes.
And then he didn't realize it until he pretty much had, I'm pretty sure he was told. He was told by mm-hmm. everybody, by all the girls and everything.
All the girls and I don't know what the producers told him, but yeah, he's not getting enough consequences at this point.
No.
And here comes the editing of the producers just like grilling each girl about their opinion on this situation. And then, like we said, Peter says he's surprised that Natasha is still here when he talks to her. And she tells Peter the girls were not having his bullshit. And
good,
yes.
Yeah, it's good.
He apologizes to her directly, which I appreciate, especially because like those girls were busting ass on the football field. And yeah, it's just resounding that nobody wants to take up any more time on that issue. Neither of us do. No, thank you. We're done.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's reminded how frustrated everyone is, and he does know this was a slap in the face to everyone who's in the house. The producers make him apologize, and they seem to have moved on to the drama. So now it's time for the rose ceremony that should have been last week. Peter thanks everyone for their truth and bearing with him and not giving up on him. This is cult bonding. It's like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what the cult leader does.
He's going to piss you all off as a group and get you all mad at him and then win all of your approval while outcasting a few people. So,
yes.
Kelsey and Victoria F. already have roses. And so the next winners are Madison, Sydney, Natasha, Lexi, Hannah Ann, Cheyenne, Mike Henna, Victoria P., Kelly, and Tammy. So that means Deandra, Kiara, and Savannah are going home. Deandra is quite confused. I say that she'll be fine. She'll probably be on Paradise or whatever. This means, now that we have lost one, that the girls are going out of the country and they're going to Costa Rica. And they are glad that they didn't leave the house at this point. Because what if they had been like in a car, like, yeah, I have my dignity. And then they're like, oh, you missed the Costa Rica trip. So maybe Madison can continue her mission trip work here. The girls are giving their opinion about being in Costa Rica. A lot of them are freaking out and screaming and like trying to, well, they can't take selfies or anything. They wish they could. But Kelly is just like, look, I'm exhausted. We've been traveling. Like, yeah. I've been to 26 countries. Like, I just want to spend time with Peter. Like, I don't need another vacation. And, like, all the other girls are just like, yeah, Costa Rica.
Yeah, they're so happy. And mm-hmm. she's just like, I really don't want to be traveling. I'm tired of traveling. I've done it a lot for work. I'm over it.
Yeah, I can totally understand that. And she's pretty much the realest person in the house other than Natasha. And Peter comes to the house with a bandage on his forehead. And he tells them this story about a puma or something attacking him.
He was on a trail up to the volcano. And then a puma crossed his path. And then he proceeded to tell how he got up battling the puma. And everybody is so astounded by this. And they're like, no way. He's like, yeah, it's just bullshit.
It was so bad. I wish if he was going to do that, he should have had a VFX artist create skin peeling down off of his face and just fake blood everywhere. That would have been gnarly.
Yeah, and maybe some claw marks on his chest. Some shit.
Yes. Like, ABC. Give the public what they want. Instead, we get the truth. And there is a reenaction of the golf cart incident where Peter stabbed himself in the head with a glass while simultaneously bumping the side of his head into a golf cart. And I feel like that is a complete symbolism for how this season is going.
Well, it was like it was weird to watch. Okay, so he's walking with a champagne glass,
mm-hmm.
which I don't know. Whatever. Okay. I'm going to ignore the fact that you have a champagne glass. And then
I know outside, like, why?
Yeah. I don't know. I guess it's Mimosa Sunday or something.
Yeah. Well, outside, like, over concrete. Sorry. But yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
But anyways, those things are always so damn thin.
They are. Yeah.
So, and then he steps onto the back of a golf cart. Like, he's going to sit in that passenger, that back passenger seat.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he's already a little drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Bonks his head on the goddamn plastic roof. But also, like, it bonks, and it looks like he either jerked his head the other way right into the champagne glass.
Right into the glass, yeah. It was so close. The blunt, just, like, impact of his head not having... It was like a rubber band on a short thing.
Yeah, but it doesn't make sense physics-wise. So, like, I think, like, he bonked his head and then, like, jerked out of the way, like, fast to see if he could, like, try to avoid it or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, in turn, shoved his face into the champagne
glass. No, he definitely shoved his own face into it. There's no way around. Like, he shoved his face into it sideways, too.
Yeah.
And it sucks that that happened. I'm glad he's okay. But it was, like, by his own hand. And it's just, like, again, he's self-sabotaging.
It's just
it's a sign.
Yeah, it's just a weird fucking accident. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, I used to be accident prone and had some weird fucking accidents. I got scars to prove it.
Same. I think so. A lot of people can relate. But that the real footage of it was pretty good.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
So he had a good laugh about it. And then they move on. He pulls Sydney aside for a one-on-one. So Peter is not the one flying them to their one-on-one for once.
It's a helicopter.
Even though they're in a helicopter. But they do have to leave, like, while all the girls watch, of course, just to piss them off. And when we get back from commercial, Kelsey, oddly enough, is confiding in Hannah. So champagne crisis is over, about how hard this experience is.
But yeah, obviously Kelsey is the one that's most visibly upset.
Mm-hmm. She's rattled.
She is like tears swelling up in the eyes whenever she watches Peter fly away in the helicopter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, dude, this is what you signed up for. And I think there need to be shirts for the show that just say, this is what you signed up for, because it's kind of hilarious how they don't realize throughout the process.
Oddly enough, like, just like a cult member would, like, cry if they saw their beloved savior.
Like a brainwashed person.
Yeah.
This show, I want to see the dynamic of this show, not to be ageist, but let's say they cast over 30-year-olds, give them books at the very least, and, like, their phones, and let them go on real you know what? It doesn't work in this format. I don't know why.
No, I mean...
It's fine. Okay.
What you're talking what you were talking about just then is, like, actual real life. Like,
yeah.
This is all...
I don't think we ever get to see real life dating on TV. It's always manufactured in a way, even if it's supposedly reality.
The last time I saw something that was, like, somewhat real-ish, mm-hmm. was this show I used to, like, watch as, like, a teenager called Blind Date.
Oh, I remember that one. That one was awesome. It used to have, like, the clip art and stuff and the Microsoft Paint.
Yeah.
And they would have the paper clip from Word, like, 90, like, Windows 95 on the freaking...
Yeah. Clippy, yeah.
Oh, I love that show. I know. We should watch. We should just watch that in somehow. 2020.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Be on the radar for that. But seriously... That was, like, the realest thing I've seen. You're right.
Yeah.
Thank you for reminding me of that. So Peter thanks Sydney for snitching on the birds in the house, and they have nothing really to talk about other than, like, random racial background stuff, which is fine. And so they go in to lean on one another, and Sydney brushes Peter's fresh forehead wound, and then they make out. So seems to be going fine. It was just kind of boring. So we get back. There's a date card. It is a group date. So we know that Cheyenne and Kelsey are definitely going to be on it. And of course, Cheyenne and Kelsey are the first two called. I wrote that before their names were called. And then it's Victoria F, Madison, Natasha, Victoria P, Lexi, Hannah Ann, Tammy, and Mykenna. So that means Kelly is on the one-on-one. And she's like really awkward, but I like that for the show because it means she's not rehearsed. And I don't think she thought about like how the cameras would affect her before going on, which is what we need. Like, yes, that's the most normal thing Peter can ask her for, or Peter can ask these girls for. So when we get back to the one-on-one, Sydney talks about her parents' separation and the way Peter...
Weird.
It was weird, but the way Peter questioned her, he was like, "Do you not see him?" And I'm like, dude, Peter, like, not everybody's family wears like matching outfits to their yacht vacations and has vow renewals where they are televised. Okay.
Yeah, his voice did like kind of get to where he's like taking personal offense.
It was so judgy. Like, honestly, like, I haven't really thought of a time where I would ask somebody that like that. I'm just like, oh, okay, I understand. Like, everyone's family dynamic is so different, but yeah. Whatever. It's common sense, and
he's a good, wholesome Christian boy.
So Sydney talks about being bullied a lot and having her home vandalized. I can relate with some of that to some degree, not my home exactly, but I've definitely had things vandalized and like drawings done of me and bullying. So I get it, but yeah. I don't bring it up on like first serious dates. That's like,
I don't know. It was a weird, like, it just brought all this like stuff up and just started like talking about her struggle.
Mm-hmm. And so it's like, we get it. I'm pretty sure like
that sucks, but I don't mean,
yeah. Okay.
Okay.
It was just too big of, okay, I'll stop. But it was, yeah.
He was asking for her to open up to him.
Open up. And Peter is surprised that racism exists. He does like the specific canned, like, I've never dealt with racism experience, like, quote, like, oh man, it sucks that that like goes on. And I'm like, sorry that you had to endure that. And I'm like,
dude, like, you're wearing a white polo and carrying a tiki, just like rest of it.
A scented tiki from Party City. Yes.
Holy shit, Bob. Did you get the scented one? Hell yeah.
I'm at the Party City on 4th Street. They're having a deal. You get 40 tikis, you get a $300 off coupon. Sons of bitches. They're Bluetooths. Okay, I'll stop. Yeah. So Sydney is from Alabama. Speaking of that, yikes.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Oh my God, I'm sorry. When I think of Hannah Brown, I just get like a visceral, like Charlie horse of anger and an annoyance at this point.
That makes me smile because I'm just, all I can think of her is just saying, Roll Tide, like at everything, essentially.
Oh, no. This season is worse than that one though so far. So like, okay, entaining.
I've had six, and Jesus still loves me.
Four times, Jesus still loves me.
So,
Lieutenant Diane.
She had some good quotes.
Yes. Peter considers Sydney strong just for going through racism, which is like really normal in America. I think if you put 100 people in a room, just 100 random people from everywhere, like a lot of them, no matter what they look like, would have something, even if they're not a minority. So,
yes.
Yeah.
The most important thing is how they react to it.
Yeah, and how it like teaches them about people moving forward. So, yeah. Yeah. And yeah, it's impressive to a guy like him, though, unfortunately, who gets to play up the ethnic card when it's convenient for him, as we see a lot in this episode with the Peggy Hill Spanish. Okay, so they make out in a water area with a bridge that like people could be walking over, but I assume they closed the set. I don't know. And then it was kind of boring. The one-on-ones are like a little bit boring because they're not with who I think are his key players yet, other than Victoria F, who keeps sabotaging herself, which we'll get to later.
Okay, sorry. I was cooking big old batch of curry during all this.
You were, and I appreciate you for it so much. So when we get back to the house, Kelsey is talking about how sad she is, and Tammy's like, what, that he's dating other people? And Kelsey's like, yeah. And Tammy's like, that's what we signed up for. And she's like, well, he has to pick one at some point.
Yeah, I did see that, yeah.
Kelsey starts talking shit about Sydney, which will come back to her for sure. Tammy says that she cried less when her grandpa died, when Tammy's grandpa died, than when Kelsey did over the champagne. Savage. Tammy is the best. Like, she gets a lot of screen time later. We'll get to that.
Yeah, anyway, she is morphing into something. It's pretty awesome to watch.
Yeah, it's like some Jean Grey Dark Phoenix shit. The girls are entertained by this. Lexi keeps it real as hell. She's like, dude, a lot of us haven't even had a one-on-one, but we're fine. When we get back to the commercial, the girls are ready for the group date. Nobody does a hug and jump on him. They all have to wait in like a weird sister wives line. So the girls are going to have another competitive photo shoot. They have them pose together, which I've really never seen before on the show. It's like some America's Next Top Model stuff. I need to show you.
American Kennel Club. I'm sorry.
Okay, so speaking of that, I need to show you an America's Next Top Model episode. Anything pre-2000, like 7, you're going to be like, this is wild television that could never happen on the face of the earth again. There's lawsuits. That show was unethical, and it is a rare American treasure.
I'll check it out.
Okay, just one episode. Okay. So, yeah, they do the poses with as a group with Peter, which is super weird. Again, culty American Kennel Cult.
There you go.
Oh my god.
There it is.
That's The Bachelor. Yeah. ABC is just a workaround for that. There's code in there. Speaking of that, Victoria kisses them and they boo. Kelsey is having a meltdown, but it's like a contained meltdown because there's like people around. And then Hannah Ann, who is also matching Peter, makes out with him too. And Tammy is in front of them in like the best picture ever, just going like, ah, like she's so uncomfortable. Natasha has like a great hair leaf thing. I appreciated that.
Oh, yeah.
So the girls are going to have another competitive photo shoot, which pretty much never happens. There's, you know, the girls take turns kissing him in front of the camera and everyone and making each other freak out. And it's just, you know, I don't. It takes a certain type of person to be able to do that. I will give it that. So to like be able to watch that and not, I don't know. It's so weird. It's a social experiment.
Well, I think what's even more interesting actually is that Chris Hansen hasn't been coming in and stirring the pot like in The Bachelorette.
Chris Harrison.
Oh yeah.
You're
I still mix those names
You're
up.
You're making me question sometimes. I'm like, yeah, Chris Hansen. Wait a minute.
Take a seat.
Take a seat. Speaking of take a seat, there's a scene like with Peter and one of the girls later on who's very young, and this lady on the street says to him in Spanish, like, oh, she's very young. So yeah, take a seat.
Yeah. Anyways.
Hannah Ann makes out with Peter. Victoria F does. Tammy freaks out. Natasha is serving great fashion vibes with her hair leaf. Mm-hmm. And Victoria ultimately wins, which we find out is in vain later. But that's for you to read on Cosmo. So when we get back from the commercial, the night portion of, speaking of Cosmo is a very weird magazine. The night portion of the date has started and they talk about age and she reminds him that it was her birthday. And then she says, I'm 26. It's depressing.
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
All right. And then he says, I'm 28. So I'm your grandpa.
Yeah.
Ew. I had nightmares about that. That was gross. Okay, Kelsey is mega doubting herself more and more, and she pulls the it's hard for me card and then says she's falling in love with him. And that is the first time someone has said it this season. So he says what looks like nothing back to her for a while. And then instead is like, I have thought about you so much, like a good trained robot Christian boy would do on this show.
I mean, that's what Peter, yeah. That's a Peter.
That's a Peter. And, yeah, it's a good deflection. So 0 points for Kelsey, like 5 points for Peter. Fine. Tammy talks about the Kelsey drama with some of the girls. Victoria F. Kelsey said last night that she was the realest bitch and everyone was fake. I was like, where's footage of this? Like, I wish I could see this.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
That does sound awesome.
Can I get that on a shirt?
Stone Cold.
Yeah.
There we go. Rattlesnake. 100% Rattlesnake.
Austin 316. I'm the realest bitch. Everyone else is fake.
Oh, I wish that were a thing. Tammy. Yeah. So Tammy is totally scapegoating. She calls Kelsey out for drinking excessively. Please note, and I take very good notes, she only called out Kelsey for drinking excessively. She did not bring up pills. This was like, this was a game of telephone. You know how it starts with something and then always ends with like
Purple Monkey dishwasher.
Something. Yeah, exactly. This was like that. So I really am team Tammy. I don't, she never did that. If she did, whatever, I didn't see it. So Peter admits that he can see that she's been struggling, and Peter warns Kelsey that things are not going to get any easier when he talks to her next.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you should just send her home. Ugh. I think the producers want to keep her there because she's crazy and drama. I don't know.
She definitely makes herself become the heel.
Yeah, for sure. So instead of getting angry at themselves for being crummy, why did these girls get so mad when they're outed for their shitty behavior? Like, they don't apologize and be like, you know what, I was being a dick earlier. They're just like, how dare you tell him about me? And I'm like, they're just being honest.
So the problem is, I don't know if they actually did, like, do say that. And the producer's like, can you just be a little more, like, give them some more attitude? Can you just, you know, like, spice it up and like, okay.
So I think they're just really that mad.
Okay.
But you're right. They sometimes are probably, they like egg them on. They're like, oh, didn't that piss you off when she did that? And they'll make you think that they're your friend and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All shady.
Yep.
And then Natasha is just like watching this battle go back and forth like a ping pong match. And yeah, Kelsey wants to know, sorry, before that, Kelsey asks, so who said I was emotionally unstable, as she's like about to break down? And then somebody tells Kelsey that, oh, Natasha tells Kelsey that some of the people here have not even had a one-on-one, so she needs to deal with her stuff on her own.
Mm-hmm.
That was dope. Lexi calls Kelsey out too, and she's like, dude, the other night was a lot. That says everything. Like, you know how when you're like younger and you're babysitting a super drunk friend and then they wake up in the morning, you're like, that was a lot, man. Like, you suck, but it's okay.
Yeah.
Victoria F. tells Kelsey to be stronger. And then Peter gives Hannah Ann the group date rose. So he picks the one not involved with the drama, of course.
Pretty much, yeah. Just like, it's like out of the blue, Hannah Ann gets it.
Kelsey is spiraling, like
existential crisis.
Crisis mode. She said to him that she was falling in love with him. Like, it's too early for this.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we get back from commercial. It's time for Peter and Kelly's date, and they are about to do some couple spa stuff. They have to remove their clothing for the cleansing to be more in-depth, and I'm like,
here, drink this. Don't question it.
Don't question it.
Are you
drink this
good?
Compliance drink.
Yeah.
You will do as we say.
You have 20 seconds to comply.
20 seconds. Chris Harrison is RoboCop. So Kelly is like, why do we have to do this weird energy crystal shit? I am, you know, I would be so pissed. I would be like, are you serious? Like, I'm sorry. It made me so annoyed. They could be doing anything else, like eating or like maybe ziplining, yeah, or playing with the monkeys or feeding them. I don't know, something more fun where they can talk, because Kelly is not having this. She, yeah, tries so hard. Okay. So Peter, speaking of trying hard, Peter's bitch ass, sorry, thinks that Kelly has not been trying hard enough. And it's like, I'm sorry, how has she not been trying hard enough when you've wasted like 3.5 dates on dramatic women who, like, especially got sent home
Twice.
And on top of that, you guys, lest we not forget the Hannah B and her intrusions at the beginning. What yeah. the whole entire crap.
Which was condoned, apparently.
Anyway, so she cheated and won the first flight with him. I was mad at her for that. I know. I was like super pissed because I liked Tammy a lot. But Kelly has redeemed herself. And yeah, she's cool. So I think this is just weird that they're forcing them to do trust exercises.
Yeah. There's a lot about stuff like that I have a problem with, being like, come on, like, you guys should be building y'all's relationship through various activities and like not this woo-woo stuff.
Yeah,
it was total woo-woo stuff.
It was woo-woo shit. Yeah. And he says he can't keep making excuses for her in his like little interview thing, and it's like, what excuses are you making? So what does this mean? You like beg the producers to get this girl on the show and you have to like keep her there? Like, you're the one who makes these decisions. Those producers can't keep, okay, the producers can't send anyone home that the lead doesn't want to go home. That's not, again, common sense. Maybe it's wrong hard
about, maybe we're just all wrong about this. Maybe Chris Harrison is the cult leader. Yeah, the,
oh yeah, there is another podcast that actually has a theory about that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hmm. Yes. Yeah, they're awesome. They're called Game of Roses, and they refer to him as Lord Harrison, and their logo is like his eyes just like glowing, and I'm like, accurate, because he's been on the show forever. He probably, I don't know, gets stem cell treatments every week or something to preserve. Like, he has Chris Harrison clones. Look into it.
Whoa.
He prestiges them basically, like with a Tesla machine. Just kidding. But it's not far off. He is very much, I think, what, you know what? Now I'm thinking about it differently. Like, I think he is the ultimate grand leader. And then the hosts of the show are just the supreme pawn that they pay off very well. It's like, maybe if you would, you as in the producers, would just give these people a normal date together, they could have some time to get to know each other. Like, this is the first season I've ever seen where all of the dates are just a complete gaslighting mindfuck of like, what is this? Granted, Sydney had a lot of time to talk to Peter, but I don't think that's fair, because I think the producers knew that, I don't know, it's just not fair to Kelly, because she's like trying really hard, and I could tell that she's probably, like she said, she's always by herself and isolated in the house, and I could definitely understand that with a lot of those personalities. Like, they're not, how do I say this? If I were forced to be in like a room with these same exact people who are on the thing right now, it would, like, the energies, they just don't mesh in a lot of ways. I totally get that. So for him to hold that against her and make it seem like she's not trying is really stupid, and just shows how, like, I don't know, he's really selfish. Like, what I'm seeing in a lot of his interactions is he just like gets at people when they question him in any way, and he gets really insecure and he backs down. He's like, well, are you serious? And they're like, dude, I'm just asking you a question.
Yeah, well, I don't know, as a pilot, I imagine he has like some sort of like control issue.
Yeah,
because like,
no offense, but yeah.
Yeah, it's not any offense or anything. It's just like, he might have that ego.
Mm-hmm.
Not all pilots do, but he might.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it, because it's all he leads with. You notice he doesn't have any, like, you don't know what sport, like, all these things are manufactured by the producers for him to be interested in. Like, yeah, he's interested in this, he's interested in that. And I'm like, is he, no, he's not. He's not, like, this, it's just all fake because he doesn't have anything else to talk about and lead with. Like, it's yeah. just, it's kind of, I don't know.
He's boring.
It's, we've boring.
Said it from the fucking beginning, he's boring.
Oh, we've said it. Where's Mike?
Where's Mike?
I'm gonna make that a shirt. Where's Mike? So, Kelsey and Tammy are still talking things out when we get back to them. Tammy's eyes are just dead in this conversation. I live for it. And if I hear the word emotional one more time, I'm going to facepalm so hard.
You're going to get emotional? No.
I'm going to get emotional and facepalm myself. And so Tammy tells Kelsey, "You can continue to cry and wither away in your bottles of wine. I'm done." And then she walks out. Tammy is a G. And then we have another commercial. We get back. We find out that Peter is super insecure and will not want a woman who will challenge him. I think Kelly intimidates him because she is literally, like, other than Natasha, one of the most normal people on this show.
Yeah, I mean, if it's going to be, if there's it's pretty much neck and neck for Natasha and Kelly being, like, the most truth speakers.
Yes, that is correct. They should just, they can do better than Peter. I think they know that, but get those coins. So yeah. Peter is being super rude to her, saying that she's been complacent and basically threatening her to earn her keep like a true cult demigod would do. And then she calls out the fact that she and Hannah Ann are two very different people. LOL. Kelly calls Peter out for rewarding the drama. True. Since he wants to call her out for being reserved, it's like, I'm sorry. I can't. She came in here with totally different energy because I remember like the first and second episodes, she was like super happy to be here. And then like all the shit just started started to keep happening. And a lot of girls were like, what am I doing here? But they're not going to leave. So Peter backtracks by saying he had to quote unquote figure out his stuff. And he gaslights by saying Kelly would not have wanted him to make a clear decision without exploring all options. So what I'm going to make super clear is like the same people who say that are the same people who will cheat on their significant other and then justify it like, didn't you want me to be like, sure. Derp, 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 derp.
Gross. Yeah, that's a cop out.
That's a cop out. That's exactly why he talked to Hannah B. Because a real gangster would be like, Hannah B's here. Hannah B who? And then
get on out of here.
Get on out of here. Get.
Yep.
The
cowboy with the double guns.
I wish that would have happened. Like, oh, he could have. Dang it. You know what? The only person who would have done that once again, Nick Viall. Mm-hmm. May his bachelor reign rest in peace. So,
I gotta see this.
You do. Oh, it was the last really, really, really good bachelor season. Like, really good. He did get engaged, but they didn't get married. And I think that's smart. If they weren't going to work out, that's best for both of them. So Peter reaches over to give Kelly the group date rose. Good choice.
Way to save your ass there, bub.
Yes. Actually, I'm sorry. I don't know why I said group date rose. It's a one-on-one rose. So, yeah, I just don't think it's fair that she's being held to the standards of some of these fake broads on this show.
Well, they're also really, like, into it.
Oh, yeah, with their hashtags and their...
Hell, who? Which one was it? Which girl was it that said, like, she's, like, been waiting her whole life to be on here?
Oh, My Kenna. So, okay, Okay, out of curiosity, I Googled. I was like, My Kenna fashion blogger. I found two things. One, the blog has been inactive for some time, and then two, she has wanted to be on The Bachelor, like, quote unquote, her whole life, or almost her whole life. Okay, so she's 22. What this means is she started watching pretty much when it got into the social, like the technology age. I think that's closer to where she started watching it. It makes a lot more sense.
Okay,
because when I started watching it, those people, social media was like, who cares? It was like they had 500 followers and that was a lot at the time. So those people who started then are like millionaires now because of just Instagram and algorithms and stuff, which is a smart business ploy. So it's kind of like an investment in a way. Yeah. I get it.
If you can do it, yeah.
If you can do it. Why not? But wanting to be on and then going on, it just means you're not there for the right reasons. Oh, gosh. You know? It's like you're just going on just because you want the experience, which is fine, but it's still like, okay.
I mean, this is a manufactured thing, so all I can think of is like, profit and loss and like their image and optics. That's all I can think about when I watch this, essentially, because it's
like fantasy football.
You can't take it seriously. You can't take it serious at all.
No, you can't. It's in essentially it's a long game show. So it has a sort of pull in a way, because you get invested in not necessarily the hearts of the people, because when they break up, I'm not personally affected. It's really so much the image and the game that's played up into a point, and the things people have been willing to say and do about each other, and that they have to watch when they're at home, and that they have to deactivate their social media because of the things they did. It is a real, like, it's weird. It just adds more dynamic, especially because every season it's different people sans one or so. And then they combine popular players. And then you get to seasonally rank, like, who's going to move on to what. And it's just a silly game. Like, it's almost like mathematics and sports rostering at this point.
American Kennel Club.
American Kennel Cult. Speaking of that, Peter actually says to these girls, give yourself to it.
Mm-hmm.
You could like polytone my voice and that would sound like the devil being like, give yourself to it. Like, that's so creepy.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's too weird. It just sounds too fucking weird.
It does. It's very disturbing. So at this point, we see Kelsey going to talk to Peter in his hotel, which will be on, I'm guessing, the second portion of this. She goes to talk to Peter, apologize, contradict herself, and cry. He gives her a rose.
Just cry.
Just Peter, cry to get a rose from him.
Peter will give you a rose after you cry.
That's all you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
She comes back to the house to tell the girls what she did, and they are less than pleased. None of them say anything. Mykenna is desperate for time. The producers force each girl to say something about why they need to take this seriously, quote unquote. Peter cancels the cocktail party again, which is a bitch move. We go straight into the rose ceremony. And they just keep showing Mykenna doing this weird like lizard person thing, and it's kind of funny. It got memed pretty hardcore, so I think we're good. We know what happened.
Yeah,
it's like a visceral and primal form of expression for her
of shock,
of just shock like, and disgust. Yeah, and like rolling her eyes. So now the ladies just start ganging up on Kelsey, and this is it's even stupider than it was. Mykenna flips out. Which is actually kind of awesome. And then now they are not having a party. They have time to duke this shit out appropriately. They're like, all right, fine. So the quote unquote alleged pill popping that was never said gets brought up. And then Kelsey. So this is funny. Since it was never said, Kelsey admitted to it for no reason.
Yes.
She admits taking Adderall and birth control. No offense to anyone who's on either. But since I've taken one of those before, I know it makes you crazy.
But
so
both of those while drinking?
Combined while drinking. Sorry, bro. That's a cocktail for destruction, and there's no way around that.
Yeah.
Seriously. I feel better. So, yeah, it's no wonder that she's flipping out. And the producers, they don't limit their alcohol on the main season. They do on Paradise because it's co-ed. And there were consent allegations, y'all know. But... By the way, they ended a season of Paradise after one episode because two contestants hooked up and the producers didn't think that it was consensual, but it ended up being consensual. So it was a huge, stupid shit show fire for nothing. And then they brought people back. And yeah, it was super weird.
Strange.
Put the show, like, they had to do a lot of recon on their publicity. Like, a lot. I was like, ooh, this is interesting. I wonder if their stocks will tank at all. But yeah, they find ways to recover, like most cults do.
Yes.
So the
rebrand.
Rebrand. That's why they're playing it so safe. I'm not saying that anyone is unsafe. I don't want that to be implied in any shape, form, or fashion, because what we have to realize is Derek was also in the running to be the bachelor too. So I'm not implying that any one specific person in comparison to Peter was unsafe. It's just that Peter was the political option that would have... I don't like it, but
I
it's...
I actually would have liked Derek.
Me too. Derek would have... Derek would have been awesome. Like, yeah. He would have fucking not put up with a lot of this BS, and he would have just sent people packing.
Yeah.
So
that would have been good.
The show didn't want someone who wouldn't bend to their whim. Because Peter has already... Peter has studied every little jargon that they have. Like, I see my wife in this room. Give yourself to the process. Trust the process. I want to know why she is the way she is. What makes you strong? And I'm like, we've been hearing this stuff since like 1999 or whenever this 2001, since whenever this started. It's... He's so unoriginal.
Yeah, and he's a blank slate.
He's trying too hard to be the bachelor instead of listening to what he wants.
He's just a boy.
Because if you look at The Bachelor objectively, like a stats game, like say they were to do that experience in like a few days, it is a good way to meet a lot of people and formulate like a really clear view of like likes and dislikes. But it's just, it's of course drawn out in this manner, and they have the isolation aspect of it, and it creates this crazy setting.
Yeah.
Instead of being something where people leave... I don't know. That's a lot. But yeah, nonetheless, Kelsey is derailed and has confessed to this pill taking, even though it wasn't said. So, yeah. It
could have been said off camera.
It could have been, yeah. But
since this is the through the lens of ABC,
mm-hmm.
she never said that on camera.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They do that a lot. Because there was a whole Bachelorette gate on Colton's season where two girls were discussing being the Bachelorette after this if it didn't work out with Colton. And then somebody told Colton, and then it became a huge thing. And one of the girls that said it ended up being the girl that he picked, actually. So, okay. Yeah. And then someone's like, I don't know what kind of medication you take. And Sydney's like, did she say that for real? And Lexi was like, yeah, she did.
She just, I loved it because she says it really quickly and mm-hmm. under her breath, to where her lips don't even move.
Mm-hmm.
So like, therefore, like she's like, it's kind of just saying it over to Sydney as quietly and as like affirming as possible. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even though she had a microphone.
Yeah. And she says it so quickly right before she slips it in, where she asks, I think she asked Tammy or a question.
Yeah,
so it's like you're just like, oh,
like, it was like some Mean Girls. That. It reminded me of me, Karen in Mean Girls, the one that's a mouse.
Oh yeah,
the one that's really that was funny. Oh, so Sydney flips out on Tammy, and then they get into like a shut the fuck up match. The wrong reasons is mentioned. This is the biggest fight I've seen on this show in a while. It's actually kind of cool. Victoria P leaves the circle because she's like, doesn't like watching people fight, I guess. I don't know. I would have been sitting right there like Natasha was, just like side to side.
She was kind of just taking it all in.
And then eventually she was like, all right, y'all, I'm out. I can't with y'all. Sydney loves being in fights when she already has a rose. I've noticed this. This is like the third time she's done this. First it was Alea. Now it's Tammy. I think, I don't know, it had to be someone else at some point. But Tammy didn't do anything wrong. So at this point, just several girls are unraveling. They're crying. And then we get to the actual rose ceremony, finally. So Tammy wants to talk to Peter before he calls any names out.
Yeah, this is quite the upset of just being like, boom. Like
stealing time.
Yeah, stealing time.
Mm-hmm. McKenna does the same after freaking out. I feel like the producers were like, go talk to him. Go talk to him. And everyone was like, no. So she goes to steal Peter to force a third unscheduled one-on-one. And Peter's like, oh my gosh, this girl is like barely stopped being a minor. So Lexi is like, I'm glad that you guys had your mini cocktail party, which was great. They fight on the podium, which I don't remember seeing, or I haven't seen it in a long time. Like, I feel like it's been years since that's happened. Mm. So yeah, he goes back to calling out names. He does this very quickly. He's like Victoria F, Madison, Natasha, Victoria P, Mykenna, Tammy. Hannah Ann, Kelsey, and Sydney already have roses. So it's Lexi and Cheyenne who are going home. Cheyenne or Sheanne, I can't remember, sorry.
I think they pronounced it Cheyenne.
Okay.
In the show.
Okay. So Chris is like, all right, leave. Cheyenne warns Peter that he is not seeing everything he needs to see about these women. And he's like, oh my God, I can't. Peter needs like a real... Peter needs someone in the house, like, that can interpret. I don't know. It's, how is he so lost? Like, I don't understand.
He's just a boy.
He is really just a boy. Oh my gosh. Okay. So, night two will begin in the next episode, which is uploaded at the same time as this one. So we'll see you very shortly.